Okay, what you're looking at is the remains of some cherry pie. When I did my petriculture presentation for Alt-C in Leeds, one of my slides was that of a pie chart. And I used a photograph of a piece of pie. Now, I hadn't been able to find a suitable photograph that was under a Creative Commons or other type of license that was just right for what I wanted. So I actually got out and bought a pie the day before I went up to Alt-C. And I took some photographs of it, and one of them was one that was just right for what I wanted, with a little piece of little slice coming out. And I'll make sure that, well, in fact, it's up on the Crowdbound and the SlideShare and various other places, so you can find it. And I'll repost it as well at some point, so it makes it even easier to find. And the remains of the pie were left here. There's a little bit of it left, and I've just taken a photograph of it because we will finish it off today. And but I just thought, a lot of people on the day of the presentation really liked the fact that I had this pie chart that was an actual pie, and the piece de resistance, or the pie de resistance, was the fact that I produced the pull-out bit of the pie chart, that particular slice of pie. I produced it there during my presentation. So there's a couple of serious points that came out of it. One was that it can be sometimes difficult to get just what you want under kind of Creative Commons or types of license, so I made something myself, and I will have recourse making the images available under a CC license, sticking them in some repository and things for everyone to access. That'll be lovely. And there was also a point I was making that because of the data I was presenting, actually, it wouldn't have been sensible of me to actually use any kind of pie chart I produced in Excel or SPSS or something, because I was offering a summary of various types of data. So actually, the symbolic pie chart was actually as good a way as any, and probably better in some ways, because people certainly noticed it and people remembered it. Anyway, so the photograph you're looking at is the remains of my pie chart from Alt-C, and that's it. So it's just a little follow-up with my cherry pie.